Parshas Nitzavim sort of is kurlo in it. It's one of the shortest parshas in the Torah, but it seems it has all the nekudos of the Yom Neroim. So it says, "Mo'al Hashem lekechas lavavcho et lavav zarecho," which is Rashi Teva Yisrael. And we continue it. It says, "V'chayt v'chayim." But the Shporuch says, "I give you the choice." And Rashi says, and the final aspect of Yom Kippur, of V'chayt V'chayim, V'chayim is L'chayro, is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is B'chir V'chayim, Zorcheinu L'chayim, Chayim Amitim is what we're looking for, and that's Rosh Hashanah. And then there's Ki HaMitzvah Zoi Slayi Niflei Si Mimcho V'lei Rechoiko, which the Rishonim learn is going on Tshuva, Machlokes Rishonim, the Ramban learns is going on Tshuva, and the which is Yom Kippur, L'chor Mitzvah Sayyoyim of Yom Kippur. So it's a short parasha, but it has in it in Yonim of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur L'chor. Now what's the Indian of Rosh Hashanah? What's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? So Mitzad Echad we know Chazal tells us, Kol Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayayim, Erevim Lefanuk V'nei Barim, Shnei Yotzei Yachalim V'nei Kol Ma'aseyim, that's the Yom Adin. It's Yom Adin. It's not, interestingly enough, it's not the last day of the year that we done on the past year. It's the first day of the new year. So the truth is that the year starts not on the first day of Riyas Olam. It rather starts Aleph Elul, is the day that Adam Rishon was created. Really, the world was created, started on Chofei. And the sixth day was Aleph Elul, which is the day that Adam Rishon was created. And that's the Yom Adin, that's the beginning of the year, because that's really when the Bria became, had the tachlis of why it was created in the first place. And that is what happens really every year. As the Ramchal writes, says that that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of the year, is dawning on what will be this coming year. As it's a Yom Bria, every day, every year, a person is Nivra Michadosh. As the Basha likes to say in his Shmuzim report, he says a person loses his Cheskas HaChayim for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a new Aschal, is a new Bria. And there's Metzius changes, the truth is. I've seen it myself, and as somebody just showed me a story this morning of that book, Sefer about Rabbi Chaim Brim, that there was an Indian of Chilul Shabbos that they were really trying hard to get rid of, and they tried this, and they tried that, and here in Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't able to, and they decided a bunch of Gedolim got together that they're going to daven for it in Rosh Hashanah. And sure enough, after Rosh Hashanah, the issue dissipated, totally left. But even personally, I've been privy to such situations where it seems that the Metzius really changed after Rosh Hashanah. It's a new Metzius. It's a new Metzius, and that's the Yom HaDin is for the new year. We're recreating the person, Mechadosh. I hear this year somebody who said that that's one of the Indian of the Shofar, which is also Meramez in the Tchias HaMeisim. It's the Tchias HaMeisim. You're once again being Mechaya, the life of the person that lived last year. It should be Zeicha B'din. It should be Zeicha to continue. That's what the Yom HaDin is. Mitzad Sheni, the Avodas Hayoyim seems to be, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefane Malchis Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem Zichronis Kedei Shetal Zichronichem Lefane Lerotzoyim Vameh B'Shofar, that the Indian is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Zichronis also that we should have Zikor and Tov, but the Indian is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefane Malchis Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, and then Vameh B'Shofar. Which remember Shefer, what's going on is going on Malchus and Zechreinus also, but the Pashas is going on, the Cholopachas is going on Malchus, the Kuliyam is going on Malchus, that you're Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shefer. What's the Nekuda? How you Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shefer? So the Shefer really is, like the Rambam says, Shefer is a Choyk. We don't really understand why. It says the Remez Yesh, Uri Yeshem Mishinaschim, Akitsum Mitar Demaschim. Rav Sadia going to give 10 reasons why we blow the Shefer, Remozim. But Bikaron, it's a Choyk. And I think that that's really the nekuda of Tam Lichuni Aleichem. the biggest expression of hachno, and the fact that you're mamlech, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the fact that you do what he says regardless of whether or not you understand. The very fact that it's a choik, and I don't understand it, and I'm doing it simply because you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, told me to do it, that is the biggest hamlacha. I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you asked me to do it. That's the hamlacha. And that's really Imr Lefonim Malchus, Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem. That's the Kabbalah Malchus that we're supposed to be doing. Somebody asked me this morning on the bus, he says, what am I supposed to be thinking when I see all these psukim of Malchus, Zechariah, and Shofar? What am I supposed to be, besides Pirush HaMilus, what am I supposed to be doing? So Chazal tells us really, Chazal tells us that Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, look at the Yisrael Shavar Shavaridus, Agav, it's Kedai to see it. The Ketah that he has in Malchus, Zechariah, and Shofar, it's actually the Avodas Tefila brings down parts of it at the bottom, but it's short and it's Kedai to see. Just gives you a little bit of a mabat of what you should be thinking by each pasuk, and even but the general Yisrael that he says is that you're being makabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus on you atev kol haderes. So that's really what you should be thinking. B'shasta, you know what the pasuk means. That's always the ikur is always the pasuk shah. And but just what you should be feeling, Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, means that's the mitzvah sayim. Mitzvah sayim is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being mamlech you on me. What does it mean? I'm being mamlech you on me. I'm going to do your rotzen. Batal ritzonecha lifnei ritzonei, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Batal ritzonecha lifnei ritzonei. That means I am a shubat to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever you told me to do, that's what I'm going to do. The pella is that it's all the tevet seinu. It's not for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a dakta matitin lay. What's it for the Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's all kedeshet tivatal ritzayin achirim b'fnei ritzanecha. It's all that we're the ones to gain from it. The toiv loch, as the pasuk says. It's all for us. It's all for the toiv aseinu. It's a fella when you think about it. It's just you think about the whole merech and you think that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything that we have, and he gave us life, and he gave us the ability to see and to eat and to and everything that we have, all our faculties and family and everything that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And he tells us exactly how to live our life, that it should be good for us. And he tells us, if you mess up, this is what you should do. And do this on Rosh Hashanah, so that you should have a kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the things. It's all for what? For what is it? He's getting something out of it? He's not getting anything out of it. It's all for us. Paul writes this in Derech Hashem, he's smart when he gets to this. He says that it's all a Tayv Lach. He's not getting anything. He's trying to help you out throughout. Maybe you veer during the year. Be mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu became melech. Once there was Am, once there was somebody in the world, Adam Rishon was created. It was Shaykh to have a melech. And that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Indian of Malchus, really, on Rosh Hashanah. Is because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Michal writes this also, he says that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech bari lomai. Once Adam Rishon was created, so then that's when people filled the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the yichidah to become a melech. And that's the day to daven for his malchus. That's the day to daven for his malchus. Malchus is not just the malchus of I'm going to be mekabel yiratzon, but that, like the datzunus, Ramchal says datzunus. He says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Kevin Hashem Echad Nichlal in Echad is that there's nothing else in the world besides Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is a chelik of the Kabbalah Zman Hashemayim. Maybe, possibly the Iker Kabbalah Zman Hashemayim. Is that there is nothing else besides the Ribbono Shel Olam Nevelt. Everything that happens, every aspect of the Bria, every scenario that happens, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu that decided it. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu that runs it. And it happens to be that it's on Rosh Hashanah that's decided. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Everything is decided, and that's the Yom Adin for the entire year is decided today, and that's it really goes hand in hand, the Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Din. The din is, first of all, how much you're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the result of the din is everything that's going to happen through the entire year. And Mimela, that's the hakara, that everything that happens this year is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the chelak of Hamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimela will play out in our tefillas as well. As we'll see. Just an interesting story that somebody just told me about 2 weeks ago. Somebody told me a story. I think it brings out this point. We can really see it in our lives. He said that it happened, Elul, I don't know if it was last year, 2 years ago, that he was asked to involve himself in a certain tzedakah, and he decided at a certain point that he did what he has to do, and he's not, or he's not going to donate, whatever. He already gave of himself, of his money, of his time, for this Elul, and that's it. they wanted a certain amount of money, and he wasn't, he decided against it. The very next day, he said, he got in the mail a check from IRS from 4 years earlier. A refund that hadn't come showed up just for the amount. Mom is just over the amount of what the tzedakah organization wanted. Okay, siman min hashamayim. Mitzad sheni, he had already thought about it and decided that he's not giving the money. It wasn't really specifically because he didn't have the money. He already gave. So he decided that he's not giving the tzedakah. So he cashed the check. Cast a check into his account, Bazil. Within the week, he gets a letter back from the bank. We weren't able to deposit the check. There's a problem with the check. Says, okay, Rebbeinu Shalom, I get the message. I'm going to give money to the Rosh Hashanah. He says he took the very same check. He deposited it again. The problem that has the problem with it. Deposited it again, went in without a problem, and he ended up giving the money to the Zaka. It's all exactly designated what happens and what. We could be makarit, we cannot be makarit. When we're makarit and it happens like this, then it's very clear that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every aspect is like that. Somebody was just telling me, two people told me this week, a story is very similar to that. Just that everything happens exactly also at the right time. And if it didn't happen, one person said, he told me he's a Rebbe, and he was a Rebbe in a cheder, and he was in a certain cheder, he was there for 9 years. He left, and he went to a different cheder. And if you have vetek, if you have experience, then you get a certain amount, so you get a higher salary when you come into a new place. He went to the Misad HaChinuch, and he asked them to print out a paper that he has experience. And they said, oh, you are in a cheder that's not recognized by the Medina, and that's it. You don't have any experience. 9 years down the block. Okay, what could he do? He wasn't, Kitzur, a year later, he decided he's going to try it again. A year and a half later, he decided he's going to try it again. Send it in again, maybe get somebody else, maybe. Sure enough, was a different person that was in charge then, and it's actually in cheder, it's not an entire year, you get a half a year for each. So it was 9 years, they gave him, instead of 4.5, they gave him 5 years of experience. And then his salary went up, and not only that, retroactively, they paid him for the last year and a half. He said he just got it right now, last week he made a bar mitzvah. This person, he says, exactly at the time of the bar mitzvah, that he needed a few thousand extra shekel, it's a number of thousand extra shekel that he got, retroactively. He came exactly when it's supposed to come. So when it's supposed to come, not just what happens, exactly when it happens, exactly how much, when, where, v'chulu. Somebody else this week, just bring out the point. It's just when it's people that you all know. It's not, it happens to us as well, just to be made some leave to it. He said that he got a refund from a hospital. He had done a procedure there 2 years ago, and he got a refund from a hospital, $1,000 or so. Totally unexpected. He didn't think that he had insurance for that bachlal, and this happened 2 years ago. Bachlal, not expected. He wasn't even sure that it was correct. So he called up to find out. He got information to find out whether or not it's because of that. They told him in Mukhedet that it was already. They gave the yeshur for it a year ago. You sure that you just got it now? They already gave the yeshur to get the money back. It was happened 2 years ago. They gave the yeshur to give the money back a year ago, and you just got it this week. Why? Because he needed a little extra money now, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out. Everything was in place that the money should come. Everything is decided exactly when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen. Every aspect of the Bria is like that. And that's the Kabbalah Zalach Shemayim. The Kabbalah Zalach Shemayim. And I think that that's also, Yisrael Salanter says, I heard this B'Shem Chazon Ish and Chavetz Chaim this year as well, that a chelak of, for the people, Ba'etzim should be davening for Kvod Malchus Shemayim, and not Egeno Bar Pashas. But they say that to daven for yourself as well is, I heard this from the Chavetz Chaim that he said like this lashon that's also a hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mamlech to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way you're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I realize that it's only you that have the ability to give me what I need. It's only you. In a chanami, the reason why we're davening is that we should have what we should need to be over you. Take away, we shouldn't have medical issues, we shouldn't have mafriyim. Take away the financial issues, we shouldn't have mafriyim. We could just be over you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we would like. That's the Yom HaTvila. But not to limit yourself to yourself. It's a day that we're really davening for the Gan Sarilam. We're davening Yakir V'Yedu Kol Yesh V'Seivel. And I think that it's not Bechdi that this week was the funeral of the Queen of England. I heard that there was 4.1 billion people that saw the funeral. That means half of the world, just about. Half of the world is probably under the age of that they don't even see it. They're too young to. There's almost the entire world saw this, the malchus of the Queen of England. the tremendous amount of people. That's what we're asking. This is Machusa the Ara came Machusa the Rekia. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all these people, all the billions of people, should get together. We have this ability that they had, everybody got together to do one thing. That it should be, that the one thing that they should do, Ribbono Shel Olam, is Lefanecha Yichru Kol Berech Tishava Kol Oshrin. That's what we're asking for, and especially at a time that it's Mesugal, every year is Mesugal. But my Tzoy Shvi is Ben David Ba, and Mashiach Tzidkenu is, certainly we have all the simanim that Mashiach should be here, and certainly we have all the reasons that Mashiach should be here, and that's, it's only the Tzoy Tzidkenu that Mashiach should come, to really have it in mind, to take a minute to really daven to for Ribbono Shel Olam, that this year should be the last year. We have Reb Chaim Kanievsky, whose entire life was being mashvis Yatinin of Mashiach Tzidkenu. He's around the corner. He's on the other side now, being a militarist together with us. To spend the extra minute, which is the real avoida sayoyim, to Imam Lecha Kodesh Baruch Hu, to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to take away all the mafriyim on a pratyistic level, and more importantly on a klalistic level, and Yakir v'yedu kol yesh v'yisevel k'dechoticha kol berch tishava kol oshrin, that you v'simloi chato Hashem levadecho akol ma'asecho. That's the tefillah that we have, that's the rotzen that we have, and we should be zeicher al yedei these tefillahs and these returners to k'tivah simateva agutzi ben shtior of bracha v'simcha v'nachas v'gizunt and kol ha'brachas k'tivah matirah.